Good morning. With us on a Monday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And let's just say to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day from yesterday and a wonderful weekend with my mom.
Well, congratulations to your mom. She raised a terrific kid.
Oh.
And also to all the other mothers who have struggled against all the odds to make sure that their kids are the best that they could possibly be. That's really quite wonderful.
And not to mention Sarah, a new mom with your grandson Noah.
Actually a new mom, but just made it through her second Mother's Day because the baby was so young when she first had little Noah. Mm. And it was great. Anyway, you know, the thing that I'm worried about as a father right now is the locked box and the fact that, you know, we're about $200,000 away from getting where we were last time. It's so important because otherwise, you know we need $1 million. And the question is, how long will it take to get that $1 million? Now, along comes somebody which was totally unexpected and just incredibly gracious of him. Mr. Big, he's a man who never wants his name used. He's been around a lot. He says, listen, Alan, if you can do this, I'll put $10,000 into the box, but I won't give you the money if you're not going to get it. In other words, you're not going to get that money, in my opinion. Now, anything can happen. I'm going to say that right now, but we have to assume that money will not be ours if we don't make this. So let's get it done. And let's everybody understand $10,000 is a lot of money, but there's only one reason to give. And that is because you really believe in the station. And what else can I say, David?
Moms, dads, great family of WAMC. They'll be there, Alan. They have to be.
Yeah, well, everybody does. All you have to do is do one thing. I don't care what it is. Just do one thing. 1-800-323-9262, extension 189, or just do it online at WAMC.org. Put some money in the lockbox.
Well, let's go to the political news of the day, Alan, and an exclusive we're hearing, and this is from Ken Lovett of the Daily News.
Our friend and the best columnist in Albany.
Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos may step aside. That would happen by this afternoon, we're hearing, if a Long Island senator, and that is Senator John Flanagan, a Republican from Suffolk County, is named his successor and not, what we were hearing, Syracuse's John DeFrancisco as a possible replacement.
Isn't this interesting? Here's a guy who's accused of a felony who is now saying, I'll step aside if you let me name the next person. Now, I'm not taking any sides in this, that's clear. But it is interesting, though, that first I'm not stepping aside. Now it's I'll step aside maybe if you name the person I say to name. As my boy Jonas, when he's growing up, would say to me every once in a while, that ain't right.
Well, what about the right of having a nuclear plant? In the issue of what became a scary moment for many over the weekend, as New York Governor Cuomo now says part of the nuclear power plant that's Indian Point that remains offline after a transformer fire that created another problem, which is thousands of gallons of oil leaking into the Hudson River. This is right outside New York City.
I think of Pete trying to clean up the Hudson River and saying we're going to swim in the Hudson River and having made all of that progress. And we all know that no matter what anybody says about nuclear plants, we are seeing Chernobyl, we're seeing it over and over and over again around the world, we're seeing Japan. It is a thing that is just so dangerous, we've never quite figured it out. And now, with all of those people living so close by, it could just be a disaster. We have got to take that stuff offline, and we have got to do a Marshall Plan that brings the electricity and the solar and the wind to all those people who are living in that area, because, you know, you got to have electricity, and on the other hand, you got to have it safe.